maybe if there's a six men, you're going to take a herd anywhere, why, you have to have about six men. Each man have about six or eight horses. So
mm-hmm.
You have to have a horse wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
Call those, that herd of horses, call that the remuda, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd drive the horses, and then the six men would drive the cattle,
mm-hmm.
or eight, whatever there was. Maybe have 1,000 cattle or 1,500. And then there was men that had to guard them at night. They'd have three guards.
Uh-huh.
The first guard probably till 11 o'clock, and then second guard from 11 till 2, and then the last guard go on from daylight.
That's hard work, too, isn't it?
Well, it's long hours.
Horse gets mighty hard underneath it.
Yeah. I used to think, I wouldn't get tired. All I'd do is sitting up there, the horse ought not get tired. But I never got tired much when I was a young fellow.
What did you call horses before they were broken?
Bronx.
Oh.
Or you could break the Bronx. Yeah, we used to raise a good many horses, but that man, he'd break the Bronx every spring, maybe have 8 or 10 head.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd break them before you sold them, or?
Yeah, we'd break them to use, you know.
Oh.
And sometimes we'd sell some of them.
Uh-huh.
We got too many.
With calves, did you have calves that would lose their mothers or something?
Oh, yeah, that would be dogies.
Was that common for a calf to go off on its own accidentally?
Well, they'd get separated from their mothers. Sometimes their mothers would die, or their mammies, I always call them, their mothers. And that'd make a dogie calf. You'd either, if it's small, you'd have to bring it in and put it on another cow, or maybe if it is 2 months old or three, it would live itself.
Uh-huh. Would these cows take them all right, or?
Well, you'd have to make them.
Here.
You'd have to rope them and tie them up. If she had her calf of her own, why, she'd raise both of them.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if she had lost her calf, why, she'd take a doggie pretty easy, you know, just mm-hmm. put in a little pen with her, maybe tie her up once or twice, and then
mm-hmm.
she'd probably take it and go on.
Was he still a doggie then when you found him a foster mother? Or?
No, it wouldn't be a doggie anymore.
And he lost his special name,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it has to be a calf.
In your wagon, after you, the hub and the spokes, what came next on the wheel?
The tires, the spokes, and the hub.
Huh. Was the tire steel or was that wood?
It's steel.
And was there some wood between that and the spokes?
The fellers, they call it.
Let's see, we mentioned the tongue of a wagon. How about that, the bar that was be?
Double trees and single trees.
Which one of those is which?
Well, the wagon have one double tree, and then the double tree would have a single tree on each end of it.
Uh-huh.
That would be for two horses, you see.
Made those out of oak, didn't they?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good wood.
And, carrying things in a wagon.
Called it hauling.
Mm-hmm. You see, we mentioned plowing a field. Then what comes after you plow it?
Well, you can plant it, but drill it.
Well, after you've got those furrows cut, do you do anything to smooth them?
Oh, you can harrow it. We do now, yes. We irrigate a lot of ground now, but in those days when you plowed it, why, they didn't do very much years ago. They just go in there and drill it in then,
mm-hmm.
or plant it with a planter or drill.